Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Thanks to appliancesdelivered.ie, Ireland's highest rated electrical retailer.
There's three stories really dominating the broadsheets and the tabloids this morning. They're automation, Brexit and the Euro Millions lottery winners. We're going to start with that automation story that you heard Shane refer to there just a few moments ago. That's the lead story in the front of the Irish Examiner and indeed the Irish Times this morning. Their headlines: rise of the machines threatens 40% of jobs in Ireland and two out of every five jobs at high risk of automation. It's a pretty startling, they're pretty startling headlines, and this study is the automation in Irish towns. Who's most at risk? So basically the survey examined automation in urban areas and identified areas where there's jobs are basically at a high risk and also at a lower risk of being replaced by machines. So two out of every five positions in Ireland are described as being at high risk of being taken over by machines. The towns most at risk of automation, they have an entire list on the front of the papers today, but the towns most at risk of automation include Edgeredstown in Longford, Ballyjames Stuff in Cavan, Carrick and Shure in Tipperary, Portlaw, Waterford, Clonus and Monaghan, Tullow and Carlow, Care in Tipperary, Lifford and Donegal, Eden, Derry and Offaly and Feathers in County Tipperary also. But there's also a list of the towns least at risk: Barna in County Galway, Strandhill in Sligo, Malahide in Dublin, Anacotti in Limerick, Greystones in Wicklow, Portmarnock, Enniskerry, Ballina, Skerries and Maynooth. The jobs though most at risk from automation include office, secretarial and administrative support positions, process plant operators, as well as jobs in agriculture and customer services sectors. And the jobs that are least at risk are in the areas of teaching and education, the arts, media, culture related positions, health and social care, and also research and development. It's a really, really interesting piece. We're going to have more coming up in terms of analysis of that survey carried out by UCC a little bit later on News Talk Breakfast this morning. Another story though dominating headlines today too, and that of course is Brexit. The Times Ireland edition, their headline: leading with hard Brexit could send Ireland back into deficit. And the Irish Independent: leading with Brexit fight back as EU bends rules to fund Irish businesses. The Times Ireland reporting that the Taoiseach has warned that Ireland could return to a budget deficit if Britain crashes out of the EU without a deal next month. And while the state last year posted its first surplus since the economic crash, Simon Coveney said that new borrowing to protect vulnerable sectors might push it back into the red. We'll also have more commentary on that piece coming up on News Talk Breakfast a little bit later this morning also. To the tabloids though today, on the front of the Mirror, the Daily Mail and also the Sun this morning, all leading with the Euro Millions lottery winners. Everyone will be looked after, that's one of the headlines. Meal of Fortune is the other. Of course, the winners of the record jackpot celebrate with a local carvery dinner. And We Won the Lottery, the lucky siblings who scooped this week's €175 million jackpot. Family members are pictured on the front of the papers today, and of course how they celebrated with tea and a carvery meal as well, according to some of the papers. The Star and the Herald both leading with Regency trial fallout and running scared. There's some of the headlines there this morning. And just to give you a flavour of some of the other stories though making the headlines today, stories of interest, on the front of the Irish Independent this morning, they have a personal story of a woman who opted for private treatment for breast cancer after her public appointment took so long. Her story in the front of the paper today. Interesting comments in the front of the Irish Examiner actually today. The headline: Judge, drink makes going out dangerous. Strong words from Judge Gerard O'Brien at the Cork Circuit Criminal Court. He said that going out at night is now really dangerous because of the prevalence of strong alcohol shots and young people drinking up to three times more than was customary 10 years ago. He voiced concerns about growing levels of violence on the streets, and just interesting comments I think on the front of the paper today. Also though, in the Irish Examiner, they have another story in the front of the paper: new Unpost sign for office a week before it closes. Unpost has been accused of giving false hope to a rural community after it rebranded a post office with new signage, and it's just a week before it plans to permanently close the service against the wishes of locals. It's spending €5 million on its nationwide rebranding and says that it has fitted new signage at 500 post offices so far as part of the plans. But locals in Gurcheen and County Sligo reacted angrily to the rebranding of their post office last Tuesday, as it's due to shut next Thursday, despite a campaign to save it from Unpost's consolidation plans. And there's more on that story in the front of the Examiner this morning. The Times Ireland edition though, of course, the drone spotting yesterday. Amateur drone pilots flying in face of the law. That's the headline on page 3 of the Times Ireland this morning. Drone operators are ignorant of the restrictions on their use, experts have said. And YouTube hosting also hours of footage of the devices as well. The warning came basically as flights to and from Dublin Airport were suspended for 30 minutes yesterday after one was spotted above the runway. And it's also the first time the airport has been brought to a standstill for that short period by a drone. But permission can be obtained by licensed operators, but operators now also have to prove that safety would not be compromised. Lots of reaction. We heard from a Fianna Fáil TD as well, looking for more robust legislation in our news bulletin there on drone use today. Just one other story though, finally for this forward this morning, also in the Times Ireland edition. If you're somebody who uses your phone a lot, particularly your mobile, the headline this morning, keep on talking, battery life of phones could triple. Irish scientists now claim to have made a breakthrough that could actually mean that more than triple the length of time mobile phones can be used between charging. Researchers at Trinity College in Dublin said they've now discovered that a super strong material that may potentially enhance the lifetime and energy strength basically of rechargeable batteries in devices such as mobile phones, laptops and also in electric cars. And the nanomaterial could give phones with 10 hours of talk time 30 to 40 hours of talk time and also increase the range of an electric car from 190 kilometres to 500 kilometres. Interesting research carried out there at Trinity College. Now, coming up in a few moments' time, as Irish Rail plans to carry out rail improvement works this coming weekend, we're going to be finding out how you'll be affected.
Breakfast Briefing on Newstalk.
Thanks to appliancesdelivered.ie, Ireland's highest rated electrical retailer.